Alleluia-ni, Alleluia-ni, ach, teddy dear all. Paru samprandili, ismalil maloa babo. Alleluia-ni, Alleluia-ni, ach, teddy dear all. Paru samprandili, ismalil maloa babo. Alleluia-ni, Alleluia-ni, ach, teddy dear all. Paru samprandili, ismalil maloa babo. Alleluia-ni, Alleluia-ni, ach, teddy dear all. Paru samprandili, ismalil maloa babo. Alleluia-ni, Alleluia-ni, ach, teddy dear all. Paru samprandili, ismalil maloa babo.
Good evening. It's 7:01. You're listening to WMFO in Bedford. We had a slight glitch, so we got to hear two pieces from Oren Bagara there. That second one was the one that I meant to play, The Lay of the Hunting. A tale adapted for a 21st century performance in Irish and Gaelic. Elalu Aini, come down birdie, such is the salute with which Sweeney's old friend tried to coax him down after he had perched in a tree thinking he was a bird. So the bull Sweeney, or the madness of Sweeney, was cursed to wander the forests of Ireland and Scotland because he had attacked the monastic community of the cleric Ronan. And so several of the folks who were gathered for the production of Oren Bagara, which you had heard was the last vestige of Galloway Gaelic, a song of defiance, the centuries really unknown. The words and melody are traditional, and it's something that was copied down in a manuscript and came down that way. In the case of The Lay of the Hunting, Roddy Gorman wrote the words, and the melody was provided by Lorcan MacMcThuna. Both Roddy and Lorcan did voices along with Gwyneth Glynn, and we had Connor Caldwell on the fiddle and Ben Seal on the synthesizer, and Pete Smith did Galloway Bird recordings. It is 7:03. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Before Oren Bagara, we heard Arise and Go giving us the Sound of Sleet set with Wee Michael's March, Lord MacDonald's, and the Sound of Sleet. And now we are going to ask Brass Lassie to transition us into our Midsummer Solstice show.
Thank you.
Always me. gwydio yng nghalon bach yn bryd ar ddillyn y bora a dŵr ar y dydd. I glywais y cwcw yn hynod iawn o fwyn a'r ochr bu'n uchel yn amlyn y llwyn. Pan glywais i hadlais yn tiwnio mor fwyn a'r ochr bu'n uchel a frig a pen y llwyn. Mi ofynnais iddi gwestiwn yn ddifri a diwad ble bils di'r gywen mor hir o'r y lad. Mi fias i yn rhywle ni wnnw'n iawn am lle cysgu mewn llachas dros dro a nawr cefas gyna di ganu yn eich bro.
That a beautiful trio of songs was from Cass Morrig and Neil Kane, and it was Courting in the Woods, the Cuckoo Song, and Lily Among the Thorns from the Welsh collection, Blydiwedd, or the Flowers Song. And it allows me to introduce my latest find, because I love people who take the old and marry it into the new and do a wonderful strengthening of the tree of tradition, which of course should have many branches in order to thrive. And this is a story about the bell ringer's stone, which was carved at Borth in 2014. And the sculpture was created during the summer as a live carving project, the Welsh Assembly, the Cardigan County Council project, highlights the history of the submerged forest at Borth, as well as the tale of the sunken cities, which are said to be just below the waves here. Carving on site in all weathers let me get a good feel for the location and its people, as well as allowing me time for the odd surf. And he was inspired by the poetry by the local renowned poet J.J. Williams, who lived from 1869 to 1954. And his famous poem about the drowned cities, under the sea and waves lie many a fair city. On the side facing the waves and sea is the translation into English. And here are relief carvings of waves crashing onto towns and cities. And at the lower right, we can see the watchman Sethan asleep and oblivious of his failure to close the sluice gates, which was supposedly what caused the cities to drown. In actual fact, these remnants of the great forest date back probably 5,000 or 6,000 years. And a small bronze ship bell is set in the hole at the top of the work. It's there to be rung by visitors as a way of honoring all those lost to the sea, and also as a reminder to be ever watchful of our present environment. The alignment of the sculpture is set so as to capture the setting sun through the hole with the bell throughout the summer months, and particularly on the summer solstice on the 21st of June, when the sun sets just beyond Bardsea Island. The side facing the town has J.J. Williams' poem in the original Welsh, and here the depiction is of the ancient forest complete with the wild cattle at that time. An almost complete aurochs skeleton was found in 1968, just opposite the Grand Hotel by Mr. Aaron Morris. This being just 200 yards from the site of the sculpture, I felt that he had to make an appearance one more, for back then the beast had become stuck in the boggy ground and been entombed for the next 10,000 years. The sculpture shows the different tree species found in the fossilized forest: oak, pine, alder, and birch. And we'll put up the link on our website so that you can see these marvelous pictures of this carving that was done in 2014. Before Cass Morrig and Neil Kane and gave us that fine trio of Welsh songs, Kiva gave us the High Summer Redux from A Call to Beauty, and Brass Lassie started us off with Around Dawn and Grignac. And this was Round Dawn was composed for Hamish Moore, the Scottish piper and pipe maker, and Grignac means sunny in Scots and Gaelic, and that was written by Laura McKenzie, who's head wrangler is probably the best way to say for Brass Lassie, a really fine Midwestern band with Laura plays flutes, whistles, concertina, Scottish small pipes, and does vocals. They have several fiddle players, a trumpet, a French horn, a trombone, a bass trombone, piano, percussion, and more bass, because you can never have too much bass, right? Right. It's 7:30. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Of all the trees that cross all fair old England to adorn, greater are none beneath the sun than oak and ash and thorn.
Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oak of the clay lived many a day, or ever an Aeneas began. Ash of the loam was a lady at home, when Brat was an outlaw man.
Born of the Downs or New Troy town, from which was London born. Witness hereby the ancient try of oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
You that is old in Churchill bold, he breedeth the mighty Paul. Hold it for sure to wise men choose, and beach for cups or soul.
But when ye have killed them, your bullet is spilled, and your shoes are clean and worn. Back ye must be for all that ye need to oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Elm she hates, mankind and waits till every gust be laid, to drop a limb on the head of him that any way trusts her shade.
And whether a lad be sober or sad, or mellow with ale from the horn, he'll take no wrong when he lieth along neath oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
Oh, do not tell the priest our plight, or he would call it a sin.
For we've been out in the woods all night, a conjuring sudden her in. And we bring you news by word of mouth, good news for cattle and corn. Now is the sun come up from the south by oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn. Sing oak and ash and thorn, good sirs, all of a midsummer's morn. Surely we sing of no little thing in oak and ash and thorn.
England shall fight till judgment time by oak and ash and thorn.
There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item.
Hey, hon, do me a favor and hold the ladder for me.
I have a better idea. Let's just call somebody to clean the gutters.
To scoop out a few leaves? I'll be down in a heartbeat. Whoa! Ow!
No!
Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org, a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons, who want to keep your bones safe, strong, and well-connected.
Long spring times since she was a bride, and still you may see her at each Whitsuntide in a dress of white linen and ribbons of green, as green as her memories of loving. The feet that were nimble tread carefully now, as gentle to allow. Through groves of white blossom and fields of young corn, where once she was pledged to her true love, but the fields, they are empty, the hedges tend them, or pasture go see. They have gone where the forest of oak tree before had come to be wasted in battle.
Sing at Whitsun. This child ain't mine, but my hands are tied. Full of life and my skin is white. Under my care she'll play and thrive. In a few years I'll be cast aside. Systematic life. Blood and bones, what we're made of, not enough steel to reconcile. Crying out to the darkness, one sure way to feel it alive. Demon mouths lined with halos, but it's no surprise.
And ecstatic applause for Richard Thompson with Summer is a Cumin Inn. Yep. Wonderful anonymous lyric, and nobody knows really who fit that melody to it. From Richard's release, A Thousand Years of Popular Music. Before that, we had Amethyst Kia giving us a Blood and Bone from Songs of Our Native Daughters. And that is a wonderful album that just came out this year on Smithsonian Folkways. And yes, it is about slavery. And considering that we have a lawsuit brought by a woman who was the descendant of slaves, and Louis Agassiz took daguerreotypes of slaves back in the 1850s in, quote, an attempt to prove that they were inferior to whites. And she rightly wants the photographs of her ancestors back, and has actually been joined, whether as amicus curiae or what else, we don't know, but both descendants of Agassiz and descendants of the two people who were shown as slaves. And she'd like Harvard to give her back the photographs and stop exhibiting them, which seems perfectly reasonable to me, but then I'm not Harvard, right? Before that was Crucible gave us Dancing at Whitsun and the Valentine from Love and Money, remembering that not everything is lovely, and when people go to war, not everybody comes back. Beggar's Velvet gave us Oak and Ash and Thorn from Lady of Autumn. And for those people who think that this was absolutely traditional because Gerald Gardner wrote it down, well, tough luck. It's actually Kipling who wrote it from A Puck of Pook's Hill, and Peter Bellamy who fit the words to the melody that people use now. Our quick folklore update is brought to you by the Perpetual Almanac of Folklore by Charles Keightley. June the 21st is the summer solstice and the longest day of the year. Seek out St. John's Wort against midsummer sprites. June the 22nd, the sun enters the house of Cancer. June the 23rd is Midsummer Eve or Johnmas Eve, whose night is one of the most uncanny and dangerous of the year. And June the 24th is Midsummer Day, the Feast of the Nativity of St. John the Baptist. June the 25th, make prognostications from the breast and stomach, which are governed by Cancer, and seek cures for them. June the 26th, soft fruit is now plentiful, and you can make the Queen's sweetmeat with it. And it's a marmalade of cherries with the juice of raspberries and currants. And you can also find late strawberries in this mixture, and blueberries, and lots of other goodly things. June the 27th, fairies being particularly active in the period between Midsummer and St. Peter's Day, now is a good time to bind them to your service. But if you do see the fairies, be sure you never tell. And Elias Ashmole, I should mention Bishop Elias Ashmole, in his manuscripts from the late 17th century, repeats a recipe for catching a fairy. Think long and hard before you try it. June the 28th, sea travel to foreign parts, reckoned to be safe after midsummer. Guard against seasickness and outlandish foods. June the 29th is St. Peter's Day, rush bearings now in full swing. June the 30th, prepare to begin haymaking. Unfortunately, the fields have been a little bit wet now. July is the month of haymaking. If the 1st of July be rainy weather, 'twill rain more or less for 4 weeks together. July the 2nd, haymaking should now be well in hand. And July the 3rd, the hot and unhealthy dog days, when Sirius the dog star is in the ascendant, begin today and continue until about August the 11th. So be warned, we are probably in for a spell of heat and humidity. July the 4th is Midsummer Eve old style, and thus a good time for making prognostications. Here in the U.S., it's celebrated as the Glorious Fourth, the Day of Independence. July the 5th, Old Midsummer Day, beware of being misled by Robin Goodfellow. And we have Mr. Bukert?
Bukert. Did it so well before, but
that's all right. I was misled by the pixie who's accompanying you. So he does have a guest. Yes, he does. And we are going out of here with Rhiannon Giddens' song, Music and Joy.
up.